I'm here with climatologist Jonathan Pollock from the Bureau of Meteorology to discuss Tasmania's April climate summary. Jonathan, overall, how did Tasmania finish for the month of April?
Well, April 2020 was very wet with some cooler daytime temperatures. It was Tasmania's wettest April since 1960 and its 10th wettest April on record. So the monthly rainfall was above average right across the state, and most of Tasmania had rainfall totals in the wettest 10% of their records. So that means rainfall for the first 4 months of the year has been above average over southeastern Australia, including Tasmania.
You said wettest April since 1960. Are there any particular sites that stood out for April with that?
Well, make sure you have a look at the Bureau's climate summary to see the full list of records. But one of the big standouts was Orford. They had 121.4 millimetres of rain on the 3rd, setting a new highest daily rainfall record for that site. And they've got a 68-year history, so that's a fairly significant record.
In terms of temperatures, both daytime and nighttime, how did we finish there, and was there any records, noticeable records for those ones?
Well, the cloudy skies kept maximum temperatures lower than they normally would be in April, but the nighttime temperatures were warmer than average. So for most of Tasmania, except the northwest, they had a below average mean maximum temperature. But the mean minimum temperature was about a degree warmer than average, and that was due to several very warm nights.
When we look at the last month of autumn, and then as we go further ahead, as winter is knocking on the door, how's that looking for Tasmania?
Well, May is favouring above average rainfall in parts of the west, but most of eastern Tasmania has roughly equal chances of a wetter or drier than average month ahead. And looking further ahead, the outlook for winter, so June to August, that's showing northern Tasmania is likely to be wetter than average, but the chances are close to 50-50 in the south. And for most of Tasmania, daytimes are likely to remain cooler than average in May, but both days and nights are likely to be warmer than average during winter.
When we look at that outlook, is it similar to what we experienced in 2019, or is there a noticeable difference?
Yeah, it's been a different year to date, and it looks like it's going to be a different year going ahead when we look at 2020 compared to 2019. So one of the factors that's influencing that wet outlook for winter is what's happening out in the Indian Ocean. And last year we had a very strong positive Indian Ocean dipole, which typically means below average rainfall for parts of Australia. This year, there's a chance that we might have the opposite. We might have a negative Indian Ocean dipole, which typically means a wetter than average winter and spring for northern Tasmania. And so that's why we're seeing that increased chances of above average rainfall for the north in the winter outlook.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan.